Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast, where I am live right now on twitch.tv/SwordSensei1 doing the summer 2023 review episode. My name is Nick, as you all know by now, and summer 2023 was definitely a very interesting season. I thought it was a little bit more I thought it was a little bit more underwhelming than I thought it was going to be, but it still turned out to be a pretty decent season of anime. I literally just went through the list of the shows that we're going to be scoring today, and I literally lost count. So we're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 20. So 25 shows we have completed and scored for the 2023 season. And let's count in the drop shows, which is 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31. So we dropped six shows, and unfortunately there's two shows that were, well, there's technically going to be three shows we're not going to be talking about. We're not going to be talking about Zombie 100 because that is currently on hiatus and didn't finish. I'm not going to be talking about Yohane because I didn't finish Yohane, but I do want to finish Yohane, so I'm not dropping it completely. I kind of want to finish it, but like, I didn't feel like it was necessary to finish it. Where I was at, I was at like a six on it, but I still want to get this episode out. And it just so happens that the fall season started and there was just too much, and I'll finish Yohane eventually, but for now it's gonna stand at a standstill. And then Helk. So the three shows that we won't be talking about are Zombie 100, Yohane, and then Helk are the three shows we're not gonna be talking about. And I'm actually four episodes behind on Helk, so I gotta catch up on Helk as well. It's been a rough start to the fall season. There's some shows that I haven't started yet that I did plan on watching. There's some shows that I didn't plan on watching that I am watching now. And there's a lot of shows this season that I'm surprised with as well. So looking forward to that. but yeah, let's get right into it. As this list goes, I have my most overrated show this season, my most underrated show this season, my surprise of the season, my biggest disappointment, and of course my anime of the season as well. This season I actually have two surprises. All right, I have two surprises this season. So two shows that I'm actually surprised at how good they were. One, I'm surprised at how good it was. And well, I guess how good they both are. I'll go with that. but I'm going to start hot out of the gate. And so we're going to start with I'm going to give you my score on my anime list, and I'm going to give you my score overall. We're going to start out hot out of the gate, ladies and gentlemen, with my most overrated show of the season. This show currently has like a 6.7 or 6.8 on my anime list. And I don't understand why or how. But The Dreaming Boy Is a Realist is fucking terrible. This show is so fucking bad. Like, I cannot begin to... This is my most overrated show this season. Dreaming Boy Is a Realist. You have this dude who has this obsession with this girl who... Like, in episode one, she just goes, "Stop bothering me." And he just, there's no physical, like, reaction behind him changing his views on her. There's nothing. She just finally says... She's been saying it this whole time, but she says, "Stop bothering me." So he just does. And she's just like, "Well," and then like, it's not like three episodes later, she's like, "Oh man, he really stopped bothering me. Maybe I did have some sort of feelings for him." No, it's fucking immediately, "Well, why aren't you bothering me anymore? Why aren't you bothering me anymore?" And I'm just like, okay, like, let's see where this goes. And literally his obsession with this girl does not change. He just decides to not talk with her anymore, but his obsession with her is still there. Like, after the first episode, you think the obsession is gone, but no, the obsession's still there. And it's just like, well, why? I mean, you can still talk to her in a respectful manner, but you don't have to be on top of her. Like, you don't have to be smothering her, like, with your affection and your love and whatever else there is. Like, just be normal. And then there's other, like, nuances throughout the show, which just kind of doesn't, like, it derails the story from our main character's, like, involvement with this girl, Aika, I think her name was. And, like, there's just, like, zero, like, there's just zero development at all throughout the story. The story actually got good when they introduced Sasaki. If you're watching on the Twitch channel right now, that's the character on the stream, Sasaki. She's the most interesting character in the show. Because mainly because of her maturity levels, her interest in books, and even the girl who was working at the bookstore was sort of interesting as well, but nowhere near as interesting as Sasaki. This show was just fucking terrible. There was no build up, and at the end of the show, they're just like holding hands, like watching the fireworks, and I'm just like, wow, like why, how did this development come into place? There's things happening throughout the show where they go to the beach, and there's like no, like it's set thing. It like they go to the beach and it sets up for a misunderstanding, but the misunderstanding does not even come to fruition at all. Like, it's just bad writing, bad characters, terrible fucking animation. The animation is dog shit. And it's just a bad anime. I do not know how this show has got like a 6-7 on my anime list. I seriously do not know how or why. This show is fucking trash. I don't recommend it to anybody. It's got one of my lowest scores, if not the lowest score I've given an anime on this podcast. I gave it a 1 on my anime list. This show sucks. For my personal score, I gave it a 1.5. It's fucking terrible. Don't watch it. Don't waste your time with it. There's better things you could do with your life. You can paint your house and be more productive than watching this fucking dribble. Speaking of fucking dribble, liar, liar. Man. What another terrible show. This and The Dreaming Boy is a Realist were just so, like, were just bad. In Dreaming Boy and the Realist, you had your main character avoiding your other main character, but still wants to find her, or still wants to be with her. In Liar Liar, you have your main character who wants to find this girl, like his sister or whoever. And like that's the plot of the story. It's like, all right, I'm gonna enter the school, I'm gonna get these fucking powers, and then I'm gonna find my sister. Well, he enters the school, he gets these powers, and the sister plot is just put in the back. It's literally just put to the side. And it's like, okay, well, what can we do? And they must have thought, like, okay, what can we do to put this plot point away and still make this interesting? Tits. Let's do it. Let's add more girls with big tits that are cute, and that's what will draw people in. And you can only do so much of that before it's like, okay, well, where's the story going? What are we doing with the animation? What are we doing right here? Like, I'm looking at the score I gave it now. Like, I give it a 5 overall, like, both for my anime list and for my score personally. That's, like, an average score. But, like, honestly, I kind of want to change it. I am going to change it on the fly. I'm going to give Liar Liar a 3 for both. I'm bringing it down 2 scores. I'm convincing myself that it was much worse than it was. Much worse than it was. Yeah, it's a bad show. Another bad show. Do not waste your time watching Liar Liar. Another, man. There's always one show this season that is literally just average. And that's My Unique Skill Makes Me OP. The concept of our main character's powers was actually pretty cool. He's weak overall, but his drop rate is like is OP. Like, that's the point. Like, his drop rate in this world is OP. And the way you make a shitload of money is through, you know, what drops in the dungeon. So he kills these slimes, he kills these other things in the dungeon, he collects what they are, most of the time, depending on where the dungeons are, they can either be vegetables or they can be meat products. So in his area, like where he's at, there most of the time it's going to be vegetables. So he gets like carrots and bean sprouts and a whole bunch of other shit, and then he sells them. The concept was actually pretty neat. And the characters were cute that they introduced, like the four girls that they introduced were cute. But it was just an average, it was just a really average show. Like, when you think of a straight line across the middle, that's what my unique skill makes me OP is. It's literally just a line down the middle of a piece of paper, or across the middle of a piece of paper. I gave it a straight five. Easy, average, right down the middle. After that, we have the Reincarnated as a Vending Machine that a lot of people came to love. I thought Boxo's like powers and everything was pretty cool, like pretty unique. I thought the world that they were in was pretty cool. Like, it was like, it wasn't actually a world, they were actually in the dungeon, so they actually lived inside this dungeon. So it does pique my interest to what is like outside the dungeon. Like, is there like the, like a real world outside of the dungeon? So that made me interested. But overall, like, there were times where I was just like, okay, like, why would they, the communication thing was cool, but there was kind of a lot of like plot holes, or what's the word I'm looking for, like plot devices that would push it forward, in terms of like the communication factor as well. So like, Boxo can only say certain things, then they would recognize it as yes or no, but then he would say more things, and they're like, I wonder if he's saying this to us. I wonder if he's saying that to us. And it's like, oh yeah, he's doing that. And it's like, okay, like, I get it. You got to progress the plot along, but like, where are you getting that from? It's technically a harem anime, which I found to be awkward. But like, I've watched crazier shit in terms of like the harem aspect of things, so it's literally not the worst thing in the world. But it was a fun show. I definitely enjoyed it, and I think I gave it a 6 on my anime list, and I gave it a 6.1 overall. I think that's a fair score for Reincarnated as a Vending Machine. After that, and honestly, I can't believe this score is a little bit higher, but I will get to my reasoning why. After that, we have that's Rent a Girlfriend. Okay, so first we have My Tiny Senpai. But the people who are watching on Twitch are watching Chizuru do her stretches. So, My Tiny Senpai, it was in the same aspect of My Senpai is Annoying, where the side couples, or the side ships, I should say, the side ship story, the manager and the blonde-haired girl, their relationship building was much more interesting than the main character relationship building. At times, it felt a little inappropriate and, like, sexual harassment style, like, in a workplace. But at the end of the day, like, it was an okay anime. Nothing worth going out to watch. I gave it a 6.4 on Mal. Or no, I'm sorry. I gave it a 6 on Mal, and I gave it a 6.4 overall. And then after that, so now after that, we have Rent-A-Girlfriend. I was going to put Rent-A-Girlfriend in one of my surprise anime of this season, because I did really enjoy Rent-A-Girlfriend Season 3, but there were still moments with Kazuya that really just made me go, like, what the fuck, dude? Like, dude, like the show was going okay, right? And then there's a, I'm not going to give it away, but there's a major thing that happens. And, like, they're close enough now, but he instead of just saying to this girl, hey, let me take you out, he goes, boop, beep, 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 yo, give me the prime rental girlfriend experience. And she fucking shows up. Like, I don't know how the job works. Like, if they have to show that she's taking the money, like, I don't know. I don't know the whole fucking thing behind the rent-a-girlfriend experience. I don't know. But she takes his money. Like, he forks out, like $1,000 or something to, like, take this girl out. Like, get the full rental experience. And just to make her happy. And it's just like, dude, like you're close enough with this girl now to be like, yo, Mizuhara, like, would you like to go out on a date? Or, like, would you like to go see a movie together to get your mind off this shit or something? And, like, I had the show at a 7. Like, my score overall, it was a 7. And I was like, this is good. But then Kazuya went to be fucking Kazuya again. And it was just fucking, like, it was just really made me mad. The introduction of Yaimori was fucking awesome. She's a great character, great side character to this show and to the story. I'm looking forward to seeing her more in season 4, whenever season 4 gets announced. But this shit is just fucking cringe. It's whatever. I gave it a 6.4 overall, and I actually gave it a 7 on my anime list because the big thing that did happen was pretty impactful, and I did like it. So I gave it a 7. All right. After that, we had a pretty fun and interesting show in The Great Cleric. Just about this dude who basically becomes like a paladin type mage, or not a paladin type mage, but like a paladin healer, and he just goes through this rigorous training because he's like weak and, you know, not strong enough. So he goes through this rigorous training to try to get better. Pretty fun show overall. He's surrounded by hot babes, but like one of his, like, he's got like a not a defect, but what's the thing in it's a fucking thing in D&D, a fault, I guess you could say. One of his faults is he gains like extra powers, but at the cost of either being hungry, being without sleep, or being without a sex drive. And of course they take away his sex drive, so he's surrounded by all these beautiful women who like do have an interest in him. But not that he doesn't want anything to do with them, like, he finds them attractive, but, like, he's got no sexual animosity towards them. So, like, I thought that was pretty funny. Nice little twist on The Great Cleric. But I gave it a 6.5 overall, and then I gave it a 7 on my anime list. After that, we had another nice little fun show in Classroom for Heroes. There really was no plot. You just had this dude who was super OP. He was either he was the great hero in this world. He joins this classroom to try to have like a normal life. There's an abundance of fan service in this show. It's basically just wonky, fan servicey, like fun, stupid comedy. If you like those sort of shows, you'll definitely like this one. I liked it. I thought it was fun. I thought it wasn't unique, but like, I just like shows like this. Most people, I think the male score was like 6.3 or something like that, which I think is fair. I gave it a 6.5 overall, and I gave it a 7 on my anime list, just because I really liked it. I thought it was better than most. It was fun. Plus, if like sometimes like you need a good like ecchi anime to like, I don't know, like just tickle your fancy or whatever. So that was Classroom for Heroes. Surprisingly, a better show than what I thought it would be, but it's not on my surprise list, is Am I Actually the Strongest? And it's where it's another isekai anime where a kid gets reincarnated and he's got barrier magic, but the barrier magic is literally basically fucking OP in this world. He befriends a a hut, Fenrir, a dragon. He obtains a cute little sister, which she's adorable, kind of annoying, but still pretty adorable. Opening's pretty funny. I keep wanting to say unique. I keep wanting to say that word unique. It's not unique. The opening is very fun and enjoyable. Pretty good show. I wish there was a season two, because at the end of season one, they introduced this certain character and you find out a little bit about them. And I want to know more, because it's like, okay, like here's your catalyst in this character. Like how, like let's grow from here. It might be something I would take up reading once like more manga or more light novel comes out. So I enjoyed it. I thought it was a pretty decent show overall. I gave it a 7.2, but I gave it a 7 on my anime list. After that, we have the second season of Misfit of Demon Academy. This one, I know it was a lot of hit or miss with some people. I thought it was cool how they went back in time. The introduction to fairies. Great action. Anos is fucking OP. Yeah, not much to say. Basically, a little bit like season one. I would say season two was a little bit more of a letdown than season one was. Excuse me. But still a very good show overall. I gave it a 7.4, and I have another 7.4 as well. And I gave it a 7 on my anime list. After that, we have the Masterful Cat. Literally the only good thing about... I shouldn't say the only good thing about this show. Yuikichi's awesome. He's just this giant cat, but they don't explain why he is a giant cat. And his master, who... I gotta be honest with you, I did not find her... Like, I found her annoying at times. They did build on her character a little bit, giving her, like fucking ass-whooping powers and shit. But at the end of the day, Yuikichi was the star of the show. Very comfy, very nice show. I gave it a 7.4 overall, and I gave it a 7 on my anime list. I'm gonna take a sip of water real quick. That's that ice cold water. I'm gonna get my... This one's gonna be interesting. Wait, no. Not yet. Okay, now we're in the 7.5 territory. We have 5 shows that are in the 7.5 territory. All right. 5 shows in the 7.5 territory. We're gonna go to my least favorite to my favorite. Starting off with my first surprise of this season. I'm actually surprised at how good this show was. And that's season 3 of Masamune-kun. I thought it ended perfectly. I thought all the questions were answered. It showcased Masamune's struggles. We finally got to see what Masamune's dad looks like. Where Masamune's dad is, nobody knows. But it was better than I expected. I gave it a 7.5 overall, but I gave it a 7 on my anime list the other day. Good ending, good characters, thoroughly enjoyable. Definitely liked it more than I thought I would. After that, we have Shiro Seijo, or the Saint's magic power is omnipotent. Pete from anime literally had the perfect line for this show when it first came out, is that it's a mild buffalo sauce. And it still kind of stands true to this day, but I really like buffalo sauce. It was just a nice comforting anime. It was nice to see like the relationship progress. It was nice to see like our main male character like get a better understanding of, you know, who Cecilia is to him. So very fun show, very nice. Well, I would love a season 2 if they did decide to come out with it, but if not, that's fine as well. The side characters were very cool. It was good to see Cecilia's like past and how she came to the church and everything. So very nice show. Another one of my 7.5s, but this one I gave an 8. of My Enemy List. So I gave it a 7 point. My personal score was 7.5, but then I give it an 8 on My Enemy List. After that, we have Mononogatari Season 2. I wouldn't say way better than Season 1, but definitely better than Season 1. Lot more action, lot, you know, story was a little bit more developed. Good development by all our main characters, good development by all our side characters. I think I already said a lot of action. We got to see who the Umbrella people were, which was fucking awesome. Really hoping for a Season 3. I thoroughly enjoyed this anime. I think it's like, if you like the whole, what are they called? Like the, oh God, the Ayakashi, maybe, I don't know, but it's like the Japanese tale of like ghosts possessing like items and shit. You know what I mean? So like, I like those sort of anime. I do like that certain, you know, like type of anime, in that frame. But I like Mononogatari a lot. Again, 7.5, and I gave it an 8 on My Anime List. My biggest disappointment of the season, and I hate to do it, I really fucking hate to do it, but this show was getting so much praise going into the season, and I was like, okay, like, we're gonna get something great, we're gonna get something awesome. And at the end of the day, in the grand scheme of things, it failed to deliver. For me, it delivered, but in my unbiased opinion, like, for my unbiasedness, it did fail to deliver. And that was Reign of the Seven Spellblades. I'm sorry, Nanelle. I'm sorry, Oliver. I love you both so much as characters. Two of my they will be two of my favorite characters for male and female. Well, when we do that episode coming up of the summer 2023 season, I'm sorry. But Reign of the Seven Spellblades was my biggest disappointment of the season. The way Twitter was boosting it up, the story, everything. They were making it seem like it was like a little bit more intense Harry Potter. And it was just like Harry Potter. The concept was interesting. But the world building was not there. The world building was not there. They could have done a lot more. They could have done a way better job building the world. They had 15 episodes to do it, and they just failed to deliver. Like, everything just seemed to be a little bit rushed, which was fine with me because, like, I understood, like, what was going on. The main Oliver's main goal was to kill these seven professors who killed his mom. But then there's some other side stuff going on. Like, there's Nanao's story. There's the succubus story that's going on. There's the stuff with the reverses. There's the stuff with all his friends. So there was a lot going on that they kind of crammed into 15 episodes. If they would have expanded it to 24, I really think they could have done a lot better job in building the world some more. I liked it. I was disappointed. I gave it a 7.5, and I gave it an 8 on My Anime List. Here's the D-Gen portion of the episode, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I say this is because I loved Grand Blue. I do. I love Grand Blue. It was a great anime, great story. And I feel like Temple did not get the justice that Grand Blue did, because Temple was fucking awesome. And that is why Temple is my most underrated show of the season. Listen, I know there is a shitload of fan service. A shitload of fan service. But they do a really good job balancing it out with good humor. A fairly interesting story, if I do say so myself. I wouldn't even say good humor. I would say great humor. And sometimes you need like this etchy, fan service-y, like over the top comedy in your life to just fucking erase your real world problems and just watch something so fucking bizarre and outrageous that you can just enjoy and just laugh as you watch this. You watch this dude try to pay back like 80 million yen to this temple because his father is a scumbag pig. Meanwhile, you'll have these five girls who are just like all in heat, who like want to have this dude's child for no reason. But hey, like, that's just the fucking creator of Grand Blue for you, and the creator of Temple for you. It was my favorite 7.5 show, I will say that. Excuse me. I did give it a 7.5, but I gave it a 10 on my anime list. I thought it was great. I love it. Super underrated. I think the show should be higher rated, like more high, like it should have a higher rating on male. And I loved it. I love Temple a lot. After Temple, we have The Damn Girl Forgot Her Glasses Again. Cute, adorable. They were able to work in different ways for Mie, like how Mie could lose her glasses. There were times where she had her glasses and they just focused on the relationship of these two characters. So it's very nice, very cute, very adorable at times. Mie's fucking adorable. Studio fucking Bones or whatever the fuck the studio was. Like, they have an obsession with hair. I don't understand this obsession. And yeah, I don't understand the obsession. I gave it a 7.6 overall, but I gave it an 8 on my anime list. I also have to remind y'all that there were 6 shows that I dropped that we'll talk about at the end of the episode. Which I went over the 3 shows we're not talking about, but I did not go over the 6 shows that I dropped. So we'll do that at the end after we finish. We're almost done. After The Girl Forgot Her Damn Glasses, we have the season 2 of Sugar Apple Fairy Tale. Definitely way more intense than season 1. It's always Fuck Jonas season, don't forget. But there were some big fucking moments in season 2. Very cute, very adorable moments. I gave it a 7.7 overall, and I gave it an 8 on my anime list. After that, we have the level 1 Demon Lord Who Sleeps on the Floor. Another good, like, slapstick comedy. A little bit more fan service than what I expected. It was fun. It was cute. The ending was a little bit more intense than I thought it would be. I give it a 7.8 overall, and I give it an 8 on my anime list. I'm going to take a quick sip. All right. After level 1 Demon Lord, hold on, I gotta bite this ice. Sorry. After level 1 Demon Lord, we have Horimiya Peace. This might be a hot take, but I love Horimiya Peace. I thought Horimiya Peace is way better than original Horimiya. In the grand scheme of things, they just should have made it like one long fucking series. But I loved Horimiya Peace. I laughed every episode in Horimiya Peace. It was so fucking good. And it's better than Horimiya. I'm sorry. I think I gave Horimiya a flat score of like an 8 or 7.9. I'm giving Horimiya Peace an 8.2 overall, and I give it an 8 on my anime list. After that, we have The Duke of Death Season 2. More fucking shenanigans. A little bit more cuff. A little bit more cuff romance going on. I'm drawing a blank right now on her name, but like the fucking witch lady with the skull mask, like her and fucking the brother. Whew, that relationship throughout the series was great as well. It was fun to watch it. Dalith. It's Dalith season in The Duke of Death and His Maid. So that was cute. I think I gave it the same score I gave season 1. I gave it an 8.4 overall, and I gave it an 8 on my anime list. After that, we have Bungo Stray Dogs season 5. Season 5 was fucking unbelievable. I thought it was arguably the best season of Bungo Stray Dogs yet. The ending cliffhanger of season 5 was fucking bonkers. We won't get a season 6 until I'm probably like 50. So maybe in like, or I don't know, like, I don't know, like maybe in the next 10 to 20 years, we'll get a season 5 or season 6 because the anime caught up with the manga. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I gave Bungo Stray Dogs an 8.8 overall. And I gave it a 9 on my anime list. After that, we have Jobless Reincarnation. I loved this season of Jobless. It wasn't as good as the second part of season 1, but it was still very good. I know a lot of people have a big problem with the Rudeus ED arc. If you can kind of put that on the side, there were a lot of other good things that happened throughout this season as well. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I loved it. Especially the end of season 2 was fantastic. Can't wait for the next part to come out. I think in the winter of 2024. If not the spring of 2024, whatever. It's going to be fucking unbelievable. I gave it an 8.9 overall. And I gave it a 9 on my anime list. We're down to 2, ladies and gentlemen. We're down to 2. I have my other surprise, and I have my anime of the season as well. My other surprise of the season was My Happy Marriage. I fucking love My Happy Marriage. I cannot recommend it like any more than like saying like go watch it now. It's got great storytelling. It's got three, maybe four fantastic characters that you just, two characters you definitely fall in love with, and two other characters that you're just like, yes, dude, fucking yes. And they do a great job with the villains that like you literally just want to go into this, like into this world and just fucking strangle them because they're that big of pieces of shit. Kudo is so fucking great. Man, I'm getting choked up thinking about it right now. Mio is fucking awesome. I was a Mio simp that whole season. I fucking love Mio so much. And like her development throughout the show was so good. I'm so happy we're getting a part 2 or season 2, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I did not think I would love this anime as much as I did. I did not. And that's why My Happy Marriage was like my other surprise of the season. It's insanely good. It's an insanely good story with supernatural aspects, great fighting. It like the world that they live in, like the samurai to like the I forget what like how to describe that world, but like the samurai to like modern gun world. Very cool. I just love those types of worlds and like those types of anime. I give it an 8.9 overall. I give it the same score of Jobless, but I like this a little bit more than Jobless, and I give it a 9 on my anime list. Well, if you know me, then you know that my anime of the season was The Devil is a Part-Timer Season 2, JK. My anime of the season was Undead Murder Farce. I love a great detective anime. And this one combined a couple of my favorite things in a great detective anime and supernatural creatures like ogres and orcs and vampires and werewolves and the undead and a whole bunch of other shit. And humans too. Suguru is fucking awesome. So they kind of bring in like the whole blue ogre versus red ogre story. Like that's an old Japanese tale as well. So they bring that into the picture. But overall, man, Undead Murder Farce was, it definitely surprised me as well. I wouldn't say it blew me away, but it was a very fucking great anime. Very fucking great anime. There were some there were some moments that I'm like, holy shit, like, this is, like, people get killed in the show, ladies and gentlemen. People get fucking killed in the show. I like the use of some of the story, like the historical story figures they used in this show, such as Sherlock Holmes, Watson, etc., etc., Phantom of the Opera. So, they did a really good job with the world building, the character building. I love that Suguru had a passion for Rakugo. I thought that was fucking awesome. And the opening fucking slaps. We've talked about this before. I think it was my second favorite opening of the season. So, yeah, Undead Murder Force was my anime of the season. I give it a 9 overall. And I give it a 10 on my anime list. It was my only 10 on my anime list this season. And for me, it's hard to get in the 9 territory. You either have to be a really good romance story, like I think a few of them I had, and either a really good romance story or a really good action story. And I think I had the second part of Jobless in a 9. I know Kaguya, I think season 3 of Kaguya, it might be my highest ranked score. I think I gave that a 9.5. I think I have Spy Family at like a 9.3. So for Undead Murder Force to be in a 9 and like for like my rankings is, I think it goes to show how good the show is. And the dog outside agrees. I don't know if you heard the dog barking. So yeah, let's get into the shows we dropped. A couple of the shows I started, I watched, I'm going to score, but I dropped were Ayaka was terrible. I give it a 3. Not as bad as Dream Boy is a Realist. Almost as bad as Liar Liar. Devil's a Part-Timer season, whatever it was. It was just fucking awful. I couldn't take it anymore. I dropped it. I gave it a 4. Sweet Reincarnation. They didn't even fucking cook until episode 6. They didn't cook sweets until episode 6. I don't need a fucking reincarnation where I'm promised one thing and I'm given another thing. I don't need that. I've seen that plenty of times. I gave it a 5. The Gina AI, I wanted to keep watching it. I heard good things. I'm not going to score it. I did drop it. I'm probably never going to watch it. The Most Heretical Last Boss, I dropped. I heard it's not, like, I don't have to watch it from my boy Fire, so I'm not going to watch it. And then I dropped Riza, the fucking video game anime, the anime that's based off the video game. Yeah, I did not. I watched Riza for you a little bit. I mean, let's face facts. I watched Riza for the thighs, but it was just better fan service anime out there that I did not really need Riza. And there was a lot more interesting anime out there than Riza, so I did not watch it at all. But yeah, that is it, ladies and gentlemen, for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. This is the summer 2023 review episode. Coming up next, the next episode I'm going to be doing is going to be my top either 5 or 10 male and female characters of the summer 2023 season. We went over it a little bit today, so you'll know out of the 25 shows where I'll have my top 10 characters. So look forward to that. So with that, I wanted to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Make sure to follow me on all social media. I am Waifus and Weeaboos on Facebook, Waifus the letter N, Weeaboos on X.com, aka old Twitter.com. It's Waifus the letter N, Weeaboos. Definitely follow the Twitter because that's why I post a lot of my, you know, comments and shit. I'm not going to give my Tumblr handle anymore. I don't really use Tumblr anymore. I don't really use TikTok anymore, so you don't have to worry about that. But definitely follow the Twitch, twitch.tv/SoraSensei1. The Discord link should be in, like, the description of this episode. So click the Discord link. Join the Discord. It's free. You'll get to know when I go live on Twitch, and you'll get to know when I drop a new episode of the podcast. Plus, you get to meet like a bunch of cool people who I'm trying to grow the community. We talk about Pokemon, we talk about sports, we talk about real life, we talk about backyards, animals, everything. So definitely join the Discord. And if you're looking for some of the coolest Peeker stickers, merchandise in the anime world, check out Tsukawai.com, use the promo code SwordSensei1, and get 5% off your entire order. And of course, want to give a shout out to the boys at What Do You Say Anime. Always check out What Do You Say Anime if you're looking for another great anime podcast. If you are looking for some other great podcasts as well, just regular podcasts, don't have to be anime podcasts, check out all the great podcasts over at Geekscape.net as well. This podcast will be on Geekscape's website, along with all the other streaming platforms out there, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc., etc. If you're listening on any of those platforms, make sure you hit the subscribe button. It should be free. I have to sneeze, but I held it back. And I think that's it for my cheap pops and my plugs and everything. So I wanted to thank you all for listening to this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. New episode should drop within the next week or so. Top 10 males and females of the summer 2023 season. Look forward to dropping that episode, and look forward to talking to you all again real soon. And that is it for this episode of the Waifus and Weeaboos podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and we will see you soon. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Geekscape Network.